now 8:30. Good Friday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. And this morning, we're streaming live on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Thanks to Joel Brock behind the camera this morning. And thanks to Steve Graddick, who's pressing the buttons in the studio for us. Matt Lane, he is the current city councilman representing Ward 4. And about 2 months ago, he decided that he would not seek re-election. So that opened the door to for three candidates to qualify, which they've done. And one of the three candidates, actually the last we'll be interviewing for the Ward 4 seat, has joined us this morning. His name is Robert Uglum, a resident of Carrollton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And I must say that I've known Bob for quite a while. I always thought he was a semi-decent guy, pretty tolerable fellow. His nephew is one of the salespeople here at Graddick Communications as well.
Yes.
But I'm going to let you introduce yourself and tell everybody who is Bob Uglum and what's he about.
Well, good morning, Carrollton and Colin. Thanks for having me, and thanks for Community Voice. It's a great program, and as you may know, I'm a pretty good fan of WLBB and listen to local radio. I've been fortunate to live in Carrollton since about 1980. Our family bought the Maple Street Mansion in 1984, and that's where I met Pam, my future wife, and we operated a restaurant for 22 years, and it's a great place to live. When I moved to Carrollton, didn't know a single person, and having lived all over the United States, my dad was in, as you may know, radio, and radio's a lot like being in the military. You move frequently.
Until you find a good community, you decide you want to stay there.
That's right, and we're glad you're here for a good long time, Colin. But we had the opportunity to move and saw and lived in some beautiful cities, and it was a great experience. But when I had the good fortune to move out to West Georgia, I knew I had moved someplace that was kind of special. And when people would wave at you going down the street and they don't even know you, they're just friendly. And I said, wow, they don't do that in Atlanta. And so I kind of quickly was very fond of Carrollton and lucky to have landed here.
Mitt Lane decided he wasn't going to seek re-election this year. Had you considered running for city council before that news was made public?
It had occurred to me, and but I don't think I would have ran against Matt.
So you've had interest in politics?
Yes.
Yeah, in local politics.
And how Carrollton's run.
Mm-hmm. Bob Uglum, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. I do encourage you to check us out on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page and post your comments and questions for our guest this morning. Or you can call us. Steve Graddick will answer the phone this morning, 678-601-8255. That is 678-601-TALK. Is there a particular issue that you may have had some motivation to seek this seat, maybe in the last 2 years, anything that you saw happen on council or maybe an issue you disagreed with?
Colin, to be honest with you, no. I think Carrollton's well run. It's got strong leadership. The folks at City Hall, by and large, I know most of them, and I'm impressed. They do a good job. I'd like to keep a good thing going smooth and add to what's been done.
I'm going to ask you some questions, just some things I've seen on Facebook over the last 2 weeks. It seems like I'm asking a lot of the same questions for candidates and I'd like to go in some different directions. In the last week, I think I saw somebody commenting just on the way the government's handled as far as Carrollton City, the way the charter's written to where it's basically run by the city manager. And maybe the mayor is just maybe a mouthpiece or just a face for the community. How do you feel about that in the charter? Do you think maybe the mayor's position or city council should have more of an effect, or do you like the way it's run by a city manager?
I think I prefer the way it's run right now. Our city manager, and it's the way it's been run for a long time. When I moved here, Dudley Crossan was the city manager, and this was in 1980, and City Hall was a lot smaller at the time. But it was still run the same way. The mayor and the city council have the authority to hire and fire the city manager, along with a couple other city employees. But the city manager It's a full-time eat, breathe, sleep job to him, and it's not necessarily for the mayor or people on the city council. Mm-hmm. We're not experts, but we rely on experts to give us information. We make decisions.
How much time can you invest in being a city council person each week?
Well, I'm semi-retired, and I think I'm accessible, and I can put as much time as I need to in it. It's very important to me. It's very important to me, so I can put as much time as necessary.
Ideally, if I look at city council, are there four councilmen?
Yes.
I'd like to see each, you know, big piece of the pie, and each of them have a certain quality that makes them better for that seat, and put them all together and make one big strong unit. If that was the case, what would you bring to that pie, you think? Is there anything that would separate you, you know, from people who were on the council? Well, we can talk about what separates you from the other candidates if you like, but I mean, is there something that you think you can offer that you bring to a city council that may not already be there?
Well, you know, owning my own business and my business experience of restaurants, and for the past 12 years, we've been into property management, so I can see a little more deeply about the housing aspects of Carrollton. So, yeah, I think from that would definitely be different than most of them.
You need to bring up housing.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an issue for Carrollton right now? And if you do, I mean, there could be so many directions for us to go as far as that question, but do you see an issue with housing at all right now?
Well,
maybe the codes.
Well, I don't know about codes, but I think as far as housing and the availability of housing, it's an issue. But I think it's always been an issue. Carrollton's a little bit of a tight housing market. The ratio of privately owned homes to apartments is highly in favor of the apartments to private homes. And we probably should try to encourage more private homes than a future apartment building, but if you're moving to Carrollton, it's could be a challenge to find a place to live.
Mm-hmm. Recently, City Council, maybe it was last month even, City Council approved a new property for some houses. I want to say maybe 15 houses, and some are townhomes and some would be houses, and there's elimination of trees. It's close to the square. It's just, you know, maybe what, half a mile off of the square, and there was some, you know, frustration as far as that. You know, how do you feel about those kind of housing projects being so close to town?
They're what people want. And I think the term is gentrification, where people buy older houses and maybe move them or tear them down and put up new, modern, bigger things and just moving on with life. I think it's a new life in downtown Carrollton. Downtown Carrollton, we were just talking about this a little while ago, about how much it's changed in the last 20 years. 20 years ago, the square was dead. Nobody wanted to be near the square. Now today, everybody wants to live near. So, you know, things won't happen just overnight. The price of rentals or lofts or houses right near the square have gone up dramatically. So there's a need for that. People want to live there. They want to be able to walk or ride their bicycles to go out to eat instead of always having to jump in a car. Yeah, I'm with them.
Part of the square, I believe, is in Ward 4, right? At least part of it?
Yes.
Tell me, paint that picture for me, just for people listening who may not know what ward they are in. Where is Ward 4? What are the boundaries?
Ward 4 runs from basically the bypass. It's a little bit on the other side of the bypass on the south side of town, CVS drugstore and all that out there, to up to the square, and then cuts over on through Austin Avenue to goes right by the WLBB Towers over to Christ Fellowship, what was Christ Fellowship Church, Richards Lake, Southwire, Tanner Hospital are all in Ward 4, and the schools are in, all the city schools are in Ward 4.
8:40, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Bob Uglum, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, one of three candidates seeking the Ward 4 position on the Carrollton City Council. The other two guests we've had on previous, you can I guess you can actually type their name on our Facebook page, I understand, and see those previous programs. They'll pop up for you on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, which we are streaming live on this morning. As you can see, Bob, I do encourage you to post your comments and questions on there, and I'll take a peek at them during the break. And, of course, you can call us, 678-601-8255, 678-601-TALK. We'll take our first break here, and we'll come back and talk about the Bankhead Beautification Project. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, also sponsored by Oak Mountain Academy.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. And this morning we are streaming live on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. My guest this morning, Mr. Bob Uglum. He is one of three candidates seeking the city council seat to represent Ward 4 in the city of Carrollton. Before we went to the break, we did tease that that one topic, the Bankhead Highway Beautification Project. The project's going to take about 2 years, I think, to complete the whole thing, the whole from Cedar to Lake Carroll. But right now, the initial project is affecting Cedar to Postal Way. There was a lot of research done into this, money raised, and there'll be some money that has to be spent by the city as well. A little bit of talk about it, and a little bit of frustration, some people speaking out. But most recently here, in maybe the last 2 months, we're seeing a lot of comments. I mean, we're seeing people defend it, too. Maybe not as much. I think when they defend it, I think there are reasons for defense. I mean, they're pretty standard. They're what they believe are fact, and they're out there. And then there's speculation as far as the people who are against it. So we're seeing more and more of that. But, where do you stand? How do you feel about that project? I mean, based on, there's many angles you can go with it, and I'll leave it up to you to express exactly what your concerns are, if you have any concerns, or what you're excited about. But, I'll set you up with that first, and then I'll go to my next question with that.
Well, I'm excited about beautifying Bankhead Highway, because it needs it. At first, when I looked at this, I had some concerns and some doubts, as I think many other people do. But the more I've learned about it, I've kind of gotten a little bit more comfortable with it. I'm comfortable in knowing that there was a large group of Carrolltonians that helped oversee this plan. And they're people that I trust and have faith in. And it wasn't just a concocted by some engineer from out of town to sales pitch is a big project. It's been studied by traffic engineers. And the people in our city that have pushed this, there's some very talented, knowledgeable people there too. So I think this first phase, if we can bear with the construction part of it, that when it's done, I hope we're all pleased with it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, going forward from that, it's phase two, phase three on out to the bypass. We'll just have to evaluate as it goes along. I don't think phase two or three or Maple Street are anything cast in stone. So we're just looking at this one. And that area to go from Cedar Street, which is where it starts as the single or the two-lane deal, down to Postal Way, that may be the least incursive on the businesses along there. I think the further on down it gets, it may be a little bit more difficult. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
As more and more people are speaking out, and again, I think they did a great job. They did their due diligence putting this together. They did the research, talked with a lot of community to put this together. But I think it's not uncommon for people to ignore all that, the average Joe to ignore that as that's going on until something is happening. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now, where they're speaking out. And you sound like you don't sound like you're against it, the project right now. Would you be in favor? When this was approved by city council, there were two people on council who will not be there next year. And the mayor was there too. I believe he abstained. I don't think he spoke out, was against it. I think he just did not vote at all on that one. But it's possible there'll be three new people on council and mayor in January. Would you be open to revisiting this with a new council and mayor if there was? Or do you think, hey, we've approved this, we've got the money, we should just, you know, carry on with what was said, opening the door to changing everything that the previous council does, you know, in future councils?
I think to change everything that the previous council did would be probably not a wise decision. We're already committed to doing this. Our city's committed to doing it. And every business along the Bankhead corridor was given notice of how this was going to happen. So they've had an opportunity. The citizens have had an opportunity to express their feelings on it, whether they were aware of that or not. And, you know, I don't know. But I think at this point to backtrack and undo it would be very costly. And I think probably we ought to go ahead with phase one. Could we look at making minor tweaks? It's kind of like a change order in a construction project, maybe, but I don't know about that.
When you're campaigning, what kind of issues are you getting or concerns from constituents? I mean, I'm interested if anybody's focusing on any issues that could be Ward 4 only, or are they looking at the city as their biggest concerns when they're talking to you, when they're bringing things forward to you? And have you heard issues that maybe you weren't aware of, like, oh, that's interesting, thanks for bringing it to me?
You know, the Ward 4 issues that I've heard are more things that I haven't heard a whole lot about the Bankhead project.
Until media brought it out,
Bankhead, people are anxious to see something done with Maple Street. And they're also, Maple Street, I don't have a great plan for that up my sleeve. But yeah, like Bankhead, I think... I've driven up and down Maple Street three or four times a day for a long time, and Maple Street could use some love. Mm. But one thing I hear frequently is about the Greenbelt. And the Greenbelt, there's one spur of that I believe could potentially be in my ward, and that's from Tanner Hospital to the Square, that I'm real excited about. We ride the Greenbelt on bicycles about once a week, sometimes more, sometimes a little less, but about once a week. And what a gift to our city the Greenbelt has been. And that, you know, at first there was a lot of people that may not have welcomed that with open arms. I may be one of those. And, I had my questions, but it's turned out to be such a great asset to our city that some future links off the belt are things people are interested in.
Bubba Uglum, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, just about 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Let me ask you one more question here before we go to our break. What do you see as the most important relationships for the city of Carrollton, whether it's a business, communities, the county? What were the most important relationships for Carrollton to maintain?
Well, I don't have a list of that prepared, but I could. It would be a big list. I think our relationship with the University of West Georgia is huge. I'm so excited about the upcoming West Central Tech new construction out there that'll be right next to my ward. That'll have a big effect on Carroll County, and in a lot of ways, our industrial partners in town, Southwires, the Ditech, Magna, these kind of companies that are huge employers, Tanner Hospital. You know, it just sort of goes on and on. Carrollton has been in a kind of unique situation economically with such a diversity that we're really lucky. We could take it for granted. But to have the university and a major medical facility here in our town, I think somewhat isolates us from the economy, huge swings in the economy that other cities go through. Mm. And Carrollton Development, Carroll County Development Authority, Chamber of Commerce. I keep going.
Will we continue talking about public safety pay raises in 2020? Do you think that they're at a good spot right now, or are we going to continue to revisit that in the next year?
I kind of have to rely on Joel Richards and our city manager to advise me on that. I've not taken a poll with the police department, but or done a lot of investigating on that. I'm kind of familiar with what the pay rates are, but mm-hmm. I have spoken with several policemen, and I'd have to rely on the wisdom of the people in charge, the leadership.
Bob Uglum, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, 852. We'll take our final break. Bob, by the way, one of three candidates running for the Ward 4 City Council seat for the city of Carrollton. Again, if you had a question or comment, feel free to post it up on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I'll be sure to share those and pass those along when we return from this break in about 1 minute 42 seconds. Community Voice brought to you by Oak Mountain Academy and Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Oak Mountain Academy has offered a challenging college preparatory education for over 50 years. With over 500 graduates, we have maintained a 100% college acceptance rate. Over 90% of our students earn acceptance to their first choice of college or university, and over the past 5 years, our students have earned over $10 million in scholarship offers. Our students are creating a legacy. Come, be a part of our family and create your own legacy today. To learn more, visit us at oakmountain.us.
WLBB Community Voice Program, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, and this morning streaming live on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. A couple of you checked in this morning. Rick Tillman says hello. And Derek Newton popped in too as well, kind of discussing our beautification comments. Maple Street needs beautification as part of University of West Georgia, and soon WGTC being in our area, kind of echoing some of the statements you made. If there was a beautification project on Maple Street, you know, we believe there will be eventually, should University of West Georgia be responsible or chip in a little bit for that?
well... You know, Maple Street's pretty attractive driving past the college part of it. They do their grounds maintenance programs, one we could all look at and learn a thing or two. They do a very good job, I think. But I think from the college probably down to the square is where the city of Carrollton needs to be most concerned.
Does the city of Carrollton, promote enough? I mean, all the things that we do have to offer. And I guess maybe when I think about history, the Carver University, or the Carver High School, you know, there's like a traveling museum for there, but it would be nice to see that set up somewhere and have a permanent place. That as an example, you think we do a good enough job in Carrollton promoting the history and maybe encouraging people to come in to see other things other than the Green Belt, of course, or even the AMP?
Well, Jonathan Dorsey with the tourism committee,
I think.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. I've been on the Carroll County Tourism Board for years and years, and have not been on it for years and years. But I think for a community our size that we do a pretty good job. There's a lot of people come to Carrollton for sporting activities. Sports events at the high school and a college. That's a big driver of our local economy. Very important to hotels, restaurants.
As a city council person, every year you'll vote on a budget. You have input on that. What's your mindset as far as making donations to nonprofits? If you were to see a nonprofit come forward and say, hey, can you give us a donation in your budget this year? What kind of, you know, what would you be looking for to make that decision, whether you think that's the taxpayer's job or not?
Yeah, I kind of wrestle with that. I think it's probably more, at least on a long-term thing, the job of the private sector, not the government. If it was a one-time thing for the government to be involved and help something, you'd have to kind of look at that on a case-by-case deal. And I don't know about our city's charter, the way that's that's set up to work. But Carrollton is one giving town, as I've had firsthand experience with in both in the restaurant industry and through our Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. Firsthand at Kiwanis is one giving town.
It's November 5th. It is 6:59, 30 seconds left. I'm running out in the parking lot. I'm about to cast my vote. I bump into Bob Uglum as I'm leaving. You got 30 seconds to tell me why I should vote BU. Why I should go in there and punch him on the ballot.
Colin, for 22 years, I ran a restaurant facility with around 100 employees. This experience taught me a lot about working with others and customer service. Currently, my wife and I are in the property management business, and we cater to everyone from students to the elderly. I'm very active with the Kiwanis Club, enjoy reading to Carrollton Pre-K, am a key club leader at the high school, and lead our fundraising efforts for the Pancake Breakfast that feeds a couple thousand people every February.
And you make Mickey Mouse pancakes as well.
On request.
Don't leave that out.
On request, we certainly do. I enjoy being involved in the community as a volunteer, and I have the time, feel I have good problem-solving skills, and use good judgment. I have the time to devote to being an effective councilman, and I'm accessible to listen and to help our citizens. I would very much like to be your city councilman for Ward 4.
I got 5 seconds to go in now. Shoot, a lot to think about. Bob Uglum, one of three candidates running for the Ward 4 seat on the Carrollton City Council. Our guest this morning. Good to see you. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much.
And we appreciate everybody tuning in to the WLBB Community Voice program this morning. Have a great weekend.